What we want to do now is we want to put you in the position where you can see yourself accomplishing your goal. Maybe it's in a month, maybe it's in 2 months, maybe it's in 3 months, maybe it's to be a diamond, a platinum, an executive director, whatever it is. We want to help you visualize, and we want you to get the feeling of what it would feel like. If you can get the feeling of what it would feel like to be there, the chances of you doing the activities and the disciplines to get there are much, much greater. So what we want you to do, and if you're driving an automobile right now, we highly do not recommend this. We do recommend that you stop the tape and do this at a later time. But if you're in a place where you can close your eyes right now, we want you to go ahead and close your eyes. And we want you to think back to the last convention you were at and the noise and the cheering and the jeering and all of the excitement that took place at that event. And now maybe the president of the company comes out and says, with all the new executive directors or the diamonds or the platinums, let's just call it executive directors, come backstage and you got butterflies in your stomach and you stand up and people are cheering and people are yelling your name and you and about 100 of the other top leaders from the company, they're taking pictures of you, but you are all going backstage and people are slapping you on the back saying, I knew we could do it. People are looking at your name tags and we knew you had it in you. And you get backstage and there's the CEO of your company and there's the president of your company and there's the number one incomer in your company. And they come over and they say, here it is. Here's the future of our company. Here's the future million-dollar earners of our company. And you feel special. And what I want you to do is I want you to be as specific as possible in your visualization. I want you to think about what you would look like. Who are you hanging out with in your seats before you left? What kind of perfume or cologne are you wearing? It's important that you touch on as many senses as you can for this example. I want you to think of, did you get a new suit? Did you get a new dress? Think about the people in the audience that are going to be in the front or second row that are going to see you. Think about all the people that are taking pictures of you. Maybe you had your parents fly in special for this event. Maybe you had your spouse. Maybe you even have your children at this event. So you're backstage, and about every 20 or 30 seconds, you hear just a new cheer, the audience going crazy, 10,000 people cheering as each and every one of them walk across the stage. Now you're getting a little bit more nervous. There's about four or five people away, and then it's you, and then it's just a couple more people away. And before you know it, the announcer is saying your name and your state, and you're walking up on stage in front of 10,000 people. Now, what you weren't aware of is that you have 30 seconds to give your acceptance speech. So what we're going to do is you're going to have 30 seconds of silence right now as you accept your speech. Couple questions for you. How did that feel? Could you feel the excitement? Can you feel the anticipation? Are you looking towards the future with more excitement now or more apprehension? My guess, it's excitement. My guess is that you are going to do it. My guess is that you will be the one up in front of 10,000 people at the next convention.
You know, Steve, I remember back a ways and had this experience where I was very, very scared. I was very nervous about moving forward. And a mentor of mine told me this. He said, you know, when you have that kind of energy, if you pull back, you become more nervous. But if you just lean into it just gently, just a little bit, the excitement frees itself up and the excitement becomes a fuel for you to actually move forward even further.
Okay, Mike, appreciate that. And just for our listeners out there, whether you're driving in a car, wherever you're listening, you know, we went a little bit fast through this exercise in a couple different areas. Number one, I think we explained the goals. Great. Number two, we talked about taking inventory, which is so important. What I didn't spend as much time as I will now, is the activity, is breaking down, knowing exactly how you can manage not just your results, but you can manage your activity. Like, you don't know if you're going to sell two or five sales on a day, but what you can do is you you can expose two or five people to the opportunity. So hopefully that makes sense. So what you need to do, what you want to do, if you are serious about attaining that next goal and about walking across the stage as an executive director, whatever they call it in your company, what we want you to do is write a plan and be very, very specific. What I like to do is go through each person in the organization and ask some key questions, like, are they core people as far as certain things are concerned? Like, are they exposing two to three people a day? Do they go to the weekly meeting? Are they willing to have a private reception or a home party at their house? Are they listening and reading the books and tapes that they should be listening to? And if you can only find two or three people on your team that are what I call core people, you're going to have a tough time meeting the challenge at this point. You know, if you're a leader, but you don't have any followers, you know, it's been said that you're just taking a walk. So what you want to make sure is, as you're taking inventory, that you've got a list of the people that are willing to do the activities and the activities. And then on a weekly and more specifically a daily basis, you want to be having conversations with those people, monitoring not just their results, but their activity as well. And every day of the month, you want to have a big flip chart, or maybe it's a whiteboard up in your room. And let's go back to Mike's example. In his first leg, he needed 17 sales. Well, let's say it's Monday and two sales were made. He crosses that out and he puts 15. I'm telling you, it works every time. You go to the second leg and he needs 19 sales. They make one sale, you cross it out and you put 18. It makes the goal that much more reachable if you can visualize it and you can see it every day. You know, here's the thing, and you've probably been there before. It's the 15th of the month and your sponsor says, "How you doing?" And you go, "Yeah, I'm doing pretty good." And they go, "Well, where are you at?" And you go, "Well, I don't know. I have to go check." If you have to go check, the chances of you reaching your goal are very, very slim. If you know the answers, you're much more likely to reach that goal. So here's my question for you, the listener. Did you just listen to this cassette and say, "Hey, those are some pretty good ideas. Let's put it back in the box and get the next cassette out"? Or are you going to do something different? I once heard an expression, "Some teachers teach for others to learn. I teach for others to accomplish." I like that saying because what it shows me is that you're going to do something different as a result of our conversation today. Where are you on a scale of 1 to 10? You know, Mike was maybe an 8 or a 9. He didn't know. His knees were shaking. Where are you? Are you a 10? Are you leaving any room for failure? If failure is not an option, you will attain this goal. The second thing is, who on your team is going with you? It's so important that as a result of listening to this tape, you make your goal and you figure out, is it this month? Is it next month? Is it in a year? Be very specific about that and figure out, hey, who's going with me? What's my game plan? Am I willing to mentally focus and get rid of all the distractions in my life at this point? It's been said that doing leads to doing and waiting leads to waiting. And if you want to be a doer in this business, then it's time to take action now. It's time for you to be the one up on stage at your next convention, getting the recognition that you know you deserve.